Hello, welcome. How are we today? Welcome to Latitude Talent Studios. I am Sophia Guchinoff, and I am here to talk today about modeling and acting in 2021. Hello, guys. Thanks for joining. I'm here to talk about modeling and acting 2021. What are cast directors actually looking for, right? We tap this. You can see the background of where I am. See? It's nice. We like it. Hello, everybody. So, what are casting people looking for right now in this crazy time that we're still living through and alive? Crazy, right? So I'm going to talk about a lot of different things. So a lot of things have obviously changed in the past year. As we know, it has been 1 year, a week ago today, that the world changed, at least here in New York City, in terms of the virus. So, I mean, I had my last in-person audition a year ago, March 12th. That was the last time I had my in-person audition. And now everything is online. So I'm here to talk to you guys all about how to approach this online acting and modeling thing that we're trying to still do, which is awesome because we shouldn't give up. We should keep trying to push through the pandemic and make sure that we're still being true to ourselves and creating content, all those things. So a lot of what I said, I've already said in other webinars you might have watched, but I want to say it again because it's still just as important as ever to remember what's going on and how we can still pursue our careers in modeling and acting in this time. So right now, no one is really casting in person still. I have been to one voice production in person with a mask. I took off the mask to say my part. But besides that, I have literally not been to one in-person audition since March 12th. So this is why I wanna push how important self-tapes are. Okay, so what is a self-tape? You must be wondering. A self-tape is an audition you do at home or in a studio or whatever. It's basically an at-home audition, okay? So a self-tape is when you're at home, you have your phone, you have a camera, whatever it is, you have something and it's recording you, right? And then on top of that, you have your lines, either in paper or you have them printed, written down on an iPad, whatever it is, right? And you have a reader. So what's a reader? A reader is someone who reads your lines, who's not you because you're the character. The reader is someone who reads off screen, meaning they're not on screen. And this reader is going to be either a real person who's reading the lines in the corner, who you can't really see, or a person who is on FaceTime audio or a phone call. Now, if you're still using an Android, you should switch to an iPhone. Just saying. And I'm not saying that because I'm an iPhone person, even though I am an iPhone person. I'm saying that because having an iPhone is actually important when it comes to casting, believe it or not. I'm gonna tell you why. So a lot of times I will see auditions that are for iPhone users only. And you're like, wow, this is so discriminatory. Is this racist? And it's like, yes, this is racism at its finest. Having an iPhone versus having an Android. It's kind of funny, but it's not because it's serious, because it's your business, because it's your acting and modeling career. So in terms of the phone camera, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but on the iPhone camera, it shows you exactly how you look. No filter, nothing. Okay, hello, how are we? So, as opposed to an Android, when you have a video or a photo, it automatically puts a filter on your face and you're like, yo, I didn't sign up for this filter. Why is there a filter? What's going on? Right? I don't know. I didn't make the Samsungs. I didn't make these Galaxies. I didn't make them blowing up people's ears. Whatever it is. But I actually do think having an iPhone is better if you can save the money and get it. Switch, trade it in, whatever, because there are more opportunities for iPhones. A lot of times there's certain apps that only are on the App Store and not on the Google Play Store. For example, Clubhouse. I don't know if you guys have heard of Clubhouse. Has anyone heard of Clubhouse? Put it in the chat if you have. If not, I'll tell you what it is. So Clubhouse is a thing that's actually being used right now in casting. And that's something I wanted to talk about in terms of today's webinar. Because Clubhouse is an app, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not a Clubhouse queen. I still am learning it. I still am learning TikTok, okay? But that's another story. So Clubhouse is an app that's only for iPhone users. It's by invite only, meaning it's in beta mode. They're still testing it out. It has not launched to the public. It is not on the Android store. It's only Apple. And Clubhouse is an app where you literally, it's like having like a podcast in a way, but it's not recorded. So it's a little weird. It's like talking to people on the phone who you don't know and you have common interests. So for example, there is one group that I actually like. It's called Girls Love Travel, because I like to travel and, you know, explore different places. So there's an app, there's actually a Facebook group called Girls Love Travel, and there's a Clubhouse group called Girls Love Travel. And I have joined that group. I am literally only a part of one group on Clubhouse. I'm still learning the ways. I don't really understand it fully. It's a little weird, but it's catching on. You know, Gary Vee, he's really into yelling people on his social media and getting people entrepreneurs and all that. He's super into Clubhouse. He's like, guys, you all have to get on Clubhouse. If you're not on Clubhouse, what are you doing? In the way that people were like, if you're not on TikTok, get on TikTok. So these are just examples. So in the way that iPhones are important, they're actually more important than you think, because Clubhouse is an app people are now casting on. How do I know this? Because I submitted for an audition where this casting director was casting through Clubhouse. She was doing a play reading on Clubhouse because it's all audio. No video, it's just audio. It's like a Zoom call, it's just audio. It's like a regular phone call, it's like FaceTime audio. Just what I'm saying, there's no video on Clubhouse. So, get an iPhone. That's part one of this webinar. Okay, but let's keep going. Shall we? We shall. If you guys have any questions, please write them in the chat so I can please stay tuned and catch up on them. Let me know. Cool. So, so self-tapes. Back to self-tapes. So I did a whole segment on self-tapes before on one of the Latitude webinars. So definitely check that out on our YouTube channel. But besides that, Clubhouse is an app only for iPhones. Okay, great. Get it. Look into it. And then self-tapes are important because no one's auditioning in person anymore because of the virus. It's also less expensive to audition people digitally instead of in person, because when you audition someone in person, you have to rent a room and pay for the room. You have to have a reader, a human. You have to have actors come in. You have to pay for like water, heat, air conditioning, lighting, electricity, Wi-Fi, whatever it is. Whereas these home auditions, the cast directors can literally have the actors and models, yes, this face, do all of the work. We love that. I'm gonna talk about that. Do all the work and then submit it, and the cast directors can be at home chilling, watching Netflix. But are they really watching Netflix? No, they're watching their auditions as if it's Netflix, because it's free and they don't have to do much work except sit back and watch. Now, there are a lot of pros and cons to this. Let me tell you, there is a blessing and a curse to the self-tapes, to this pandemic world we're living in. Because with a self-tape, you can do as many takes as you want. That's interesting, isn't it? Sounds promising. Sounds like, oh my God, I'm gonna make sure this audition is perfect. Or it can be, I'm gonna get obsessed and do 25 takes in 4 hours, and I don't even remember what I'm doing or saying because I've just gotten so caught up in it. And I'm like, what was this actually supposed to be about? And it's like, no, you don't wanna do that. So this is where it comes down to being your own best self, your own best friend, your own best artist, your own best director, your own best actor, your own best cinematographer, your own best editor, your own best hair and makeup, your own best lighting, thank you for the little hearts, your own best editor, your own best time manager, person, whatever it is. You gotta play all the hats. You gotta wear all the hats, play all the hats, playing hats. Wear the hats. You have to wear the hats, okay? So, self-tapes are important. You wanna make sure you have good lighting. I have good lighting right now. I have a ring light. Make sure you have a background that's not distracting. I probably wouldn't do a self-tape against this New York background. I would do it against this white wall here, okay? Or a blank wall. It doesn't have to be white. For example, my wall at home is lavender, and that's the one I use for my self-tapes. I am going to make sure that I don't have any distracting background noise, any distracting roosters, any distracting dogs barking, roommates on the phone being loud, watching Netflix, making conference calls on their Slack, on their Zoom calls, whatever it is, wind, trains, sirens, beeping. We don't want any of that. And that's hard, right? Because we live in New York, most of us. But that's okay. You just time it. You might have to get up early and do your self-tapes before the city has awakened up and before, you know, there's loud noises. You might have to do it late at night when like people are going to bed, but yet you're not loud because you don't want to disturb them. I know, it's interesting. This balancing act you're always doing, right? So, for example, if you have a scene, you really should know your lines. And I know that's kind of hard because it's like, you only have so much time. Sometimes you'll get an audition and it'll be 12 hours. And it's like, oh my God, I have 12 hours to do this. Sounds like a lot of time. But if you get at 9 p.m. at night and your audition's due at 9 a.m., that's not much time because that's like, you got to sleep, right? So it's like, what are you supposed to do? And you might have four auditions you're already doing. You might be going out to dinner. You might be working or something, whatever it is, right? So we have to manage our time. And sometimes you have to, you know, not do something that's as fun because you have to submit this, whatever. You got to take your career very seriously. That is very important. So you want to make sure you know the lines. If you don't know the lines, it's okay. Just look down. It's all about lifting and sending. So for example, if my line is, what is it? And I know the first line is, what is it? Do I need to look down and say, what is it? Tell me if you got anything out of that audition. What is it? No, you got nothing because my eyes are here. And what are our eyes? Our eyes are the window to the soul, which is what Shakespeare said in one of his sonnets. So we need to lift and send. Basically what that means is you're going to lift the line off the page and send it up to the camera or the reader, whoever you're reading. So I'm gonna do this to the camera as if I'm doing a two-camera read. So this is my slate. Sophia Guchinoff, 5-1, New York City. Take a moment. I know the first line is, what is it? I don't need to look down, but I look down anyway just to, you know, get my bearings. And then I'm gonna say, what is it? If I don't know the next line, I'm going to look, you know, all within a nice pace. And it says, audition at home. This is my script for this. And I'm going to say, audition at home. And I'm gonna keep doing that, but in a way that feels natural. Sometimes you can even use your script as the audition. So I had an audition the other day, and you know, on self-tape, of course. And it was like, I was taking notes as like a manager for some like, you know, production company thing. And I had to have a clipboard. Here's a little tip. I had the clipboard, which is exciting because I had the clipboard. So I literally used my pen and the sides of the scene, the script. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. My line was social media. Social media, okay, great. And I used the script. So you can actually use the script sometimes in your auditions, which is like a little cheat sheet, and it's great and it's very fun. So I totally recommend that if you are interested. All right, so. Background noise, focus, sound, makeup, hair. Your shirt should not be distracting, like having solid colors. Like I'm in white and black. I probably would wear something different. I'd wear a color that would be more popping. Like I have green eyes, so I might wear purple. Purple is a good color to pop my features. Some people look really good in yellow. I would maybe not wear this bright of a lipstick unless it's like part of it, maybe more of a neutral lipstick. Nothing distracting. The earrings are nice, but maybe they're too distracting because they are a pattern. So I might just wear some studs or some regular hoops, maybe have my hair up. Depending on the role, like you ask questions like maybe if I have an audition for someone who works in fitness, should I wear fitness attire? I mean, I think you should, unless it says in the script, this girl is out to dinner. Then maybe you don't. Now, if you want to show more of that character, but you're not in a fitness outfit because she's not at the gym, you might wear something that would show your arms to show that you're like more fit. You know, it depends on what they're looking for, but these are all things that are in your control that you need to make sure you're actually doing. All right, let me know if you guys have any questions. Please write them in the chat, okay. So what is real people casting? This is a thing that modeling and acting is really looking for in this year of 2021. It's very important. I actually have an audition tomorrow with my dad, funny enough, who's not an actor, but who's my father. And I'm going to go home and see him, and I'm going to record an audition with him because they're asking for mother and, not mother, they're asking for daughter and father pairs that are actually related. So I'm gonna do that and it's gonna be great, okay? Social media. So I mentioned Clubhouse already on the iPhone world, but importantly is the idea that social media is a really big thing now with the pandemic because people are creating a lot of their own content. Yes, people are still creating things outside of their homes. Like, you know, Gossip Girl was filming, they're having a new show. What else? Blue Bloods. Other shows that are filming here in New York, outside of New York, whatever. A lot of things have moved to Florida and Texas because it's way more open in terms of the mask mandate, in terms of what you can film. There's better tax breaks. Like, for example, in Louisiana, it's expensive, you know, to be here in New York and in California. But it is popping. I mean, besides the pandemic, but you know what I mean. So, real people casting social media. So you can create your own work, and that's what they're looking for. So for example, I actually dropped my manager in December. She wasn't really helping me, and I really wanted to get a better agent. I'm not signed with an agent, but I wanted to freelance with an agent. So when you're an actor or model, you're going to have different people you work with come in and out of your life. And it's just business. It's not personal. Like, you know, she's nice. I appreciate her. But like, I have to move on to someone who's going to be better for my career and myself. So that's all people understand, that they're always changing. Things are always happening, you know? So for example, I met on Zoom with an agent who I met 3 years ago in person, who does commercials, who I really didn't keep that much in touch with. But, you know, I was like on her radar a lot. Maybe I emailed her like, I don't know, once a year, not really often. I wasn't bothering her. I didn't feel annoying, you know, but I emailed her and she emailed me back for the first time in 3 years. Yes. Now, that's not something to be ashamed of. It's something to be like, oh, you were persistent. This isn't dating. If this was dating, you should leave the person alone if they don't respond. Okay, maybe like 2 tries, 3, but that's a lot. But when it comes to the acting world, it's a little different because now that I have more credits under my belt and I was like, yo, I was in this commercial. I was in this. I'm SAG eligible. Hey, you know, like all these things. So I literally emailed her and I was like, hi, I hope you're doing well. I hope this year will be better than last. I just want to update you on how the industry has been casting me and how I've been creating my own work and keeping myself busy. So these are links to everything I've created myself during the pandemic that are relevant to what I'm doing now, which has been a lot of comedy. Created some art too. You know, I do voiceovers and I'm hosting Reel. There it is, a modeling portfolio. There's a link. And I'm really just looking for to, you know, work with you. Maybe hopefully we could work together. I definitely would do better in my career with someone who could, you know, rep me. And I got all this stuff on my own. On my own, I booked this. So imagine, I didn't say this, but the vibe of the email was, imagine if I could work with you. Hello. If I could work with you, how much money you could make. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't say that, but the vibe is I'm booking all the stuff on my own. Now, imagine if I'm working with you, you get a commission split. If we're working together, we're both making money. You're profiting, I'm profiting, it's going well. That's basically what an agent relationship, manager relationship is. So I sent that email and she was like, oh my God, hey, how are you? It looks like you're doing great. You've been busier than most people in this pandemic. Hey, why don't we set up a meeting on Zoom? And I was like, oh, okay, great. She tried to set up with me like one day and I was like, yo, I can't do that. Let's do a different day. And she's like, okay. We set it up, we talked. I was honest. She's like, so what have you been doing during this time? And I didn't lie. I wasn't like, oh my God, I've been booking so much. Oh my God, I've been living my life. Oh my God, I don't even know what this is. I was like, yeah, I broke my leg. It's been hard, but I've been creating a lot of my own work. I'm choosing to stay positive. I'm choosing to see the positive. I'm choosing to be uplifted. You know, all these things. And she was like, wow, that's great. Well, actually, I would love to work with you. And I was like, oh my God, really? She was like, yes. And I was like, oh my God, yes. So it was a great idea and it was a great thing that happened. I'm very happy and proud. But the point of the story, I wanted to give you all the context. The point of the story is this. You never know what's gonna happen in the industry. You don't know if in 3 years you might work with that person. 3 years, it's a long time. And in those 3 years, what happened? A pandemic, great. So what I'm trying to say is that because I created my own work in this time and didn't wait for someone to employ me, which a lot of actors and models do, and I just don't get it. Like, what other profession are people sitting and waiting for a job? Because tell me when that ever has worked for you. If you have a specific example of when you ever waited to get a job and it worked, please write it in the chat. I'm very interested. I would love to know your secret. Because you know, in this industry, you need to go out there and work for yourself and work for other people, but always be doing your own projects. Because if you don't do your own projects and people ask you, what have you been working on? What are you working on right now? Who in the industry knows you? And you either have nothing to say because nobody has cast you, which is not a problem. You could say, oh, well, you know, it's been slow because of the pandemic, but I did create all of this stuff that I would love for you to watch to see how I have been taking my own initiative and creating my own work. I mean, I'm not gonna say that that's the reason why I got the agent, but I'm not gonna say that it's not the reason why I got the agent, if you know what I'm saying, okay? Anyway, so create your own work. They're looking for you to create your own work. They're looking for real people casting. They're not always looking for actors and models. If you happen to work in a grocery store and they're looking for essential workers, casting essential workers who have gotten the vaccine, casting essential workers who are ambiguous, casting essential workers who are Asian, casting essential workers who are Black, casting essential workers who have one eye. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but the point of the story is that you need to be always doing things. You can never be sitting around in this industry, even though we are in a pandemic. People don't really care. Like, they care, obviously, the pandemic. They don't want to hear you, that you're doing nothing. Because if you want to do nothing, that's not a problem. We can all take breaks from the career. It's a very exhausting career, I'm not going to lie to you. But don't go looking for work and reps if you have nothing to show for it. And there's no excuse as, oh, I haven't been cast or I'm new. Because you can create work yourself. And I am so about empowerment and collaboration. Get with your friends, meet with people, get ideas, create funny videos you don't even think are funny that maybe other people will think were funny, and just publish them. You learn by doing, you know? You learn by trial and error. You learn by just putting yourself out there. You have nothing to lose. Maybe some people are gonna be negative and be nasty on social media. Bullying is a thing. I get bullied all the time on social media and I'm just like, all right, cool. Delete, block, dislike, report, flag, inappropriate. Like, I literally have a whole list of people that I have blocked. And that's not me trying to say that, like, I'm popular and people wanna block me. It's me saying that people are crazy, especially this pandemic, hello. Our people are crazy, especially in this pandemic, and they will try to bring you down. Literally, they will bring you down and tell you your lipstick looks bad, that this group of people is canceled, that whatever it is. They don't know you. I think there's a word for them. I think we call them trolls. I don't know. I think so. That's what it's called, like under the bridge, a troll. I don't know. But the point is that you can't get bogged down. So in this industry, in this year, which is the topic of today's discussion, is put yourself out there. Don't get bogged down. Delete, block, dislike, unfollow, whatever. All the people that aren't helping you out, that aren't supporting you, we don't need them. I read this book, I told you about it before, it's called The Artist's Way. It's amazing, I recommend it, whatever. So there's a thing called poisonous playmates. It's people who you think are supporting you, but they're not really supporting you. You know, they'll ask, are you still pursuing that acting thing? How's the acting thing going? Are you waiting tables? How many student loans do you have? They'll ask, are you on TV yet? I didn't see you at the Oscars this year. What are you really doing? What are you actually doing? What? We don't need those people in our life, okay? Those people, they can be in our life, but they don't need to know about our acting creative life, because those people, they do want you to succeed. They love you. They want the best for you, maybe. But if they're not helping you be creative and serve your projects, we do not need them knowing about our projects. You can create a healthy boundary where it's like, you know what, I really appreciate you asking my acting career, but I'll let you know when something happens. You don't have to ask. I will let you know if I have something to share. That's a good way to put it. Or you could say, Yeah, I'm just, you could even just lie to them and be like, yeah, I'm just not pursuing it right now. We don't have to talk about it, even though you might be having 10 auditions earlier that day. It doesn't matter. The point is that you have to protect yourself in this industry, okay? If people are not helping you, if they're not supporting you, if they're acting like they're supporting you and they're not, you don't need them. Jealousy is a disease, and I hope people get better. Mm-hmm. Jealousy is a pandemic, okay? But what I'm trying to say is that put yourself out there. Don't be afraid of what people think. People are always going to think something negative and positive. They might not share the positive part, they might only share the negative part. And it's not up to you to judge your work. It's up to you to create your work and put it out there, because you are just like a conduit for your work to be put out there. And if you prevent your work from coming out of you and being put out there, whether it's on Instagram, YouTube, a play, a reading, a painting, a song, a photo, an art piece, whatever it is, you're not living your truest self if you're preventing yourself from putting yourself out there. And you will be happiest when you put yourself out there, because guess what? You can only regret something you didn't do, right? I mean, you could also regret something you did do. That doesn't make as much sense. You can regret something you did do and you didn't do, but I feel like it's harder to accept that you didn't do it when you should have done it. Now let me rephrase that, because it's getting philosophical. I don't know if this is making any sense. What I'm trying to say is that if you have this amazing idea for an art piece, right? And you really want to do it, but you're worried that people are gonna, you know, discriminate against you, give you comments, not support you, not love you, whatever it is, then you're never gonna do it. You're never going to pursue it if you're so worried about what other people think. But if you say, you know what? I'm going to act despite what other people think, not because of what other people think. You can't act because of what other people think. You have to act despite. Because people are always gonna have something to say, okay? And you know what you just say? You say, thank you for getting that out. I'm so happy you're getting that out. Let them get it out, let them talk. But you're also not their therapist, so you need to protect yourself and be like, I'm gonna create my own art. You can go over here in this corner. I'm gonna go in my corner and I'm gonna go flourish like the little flower that I am, and I'm gonna blossom, okay? So, what did we learn today? Let's review and I'll go more into it. Modeling and acting 2021, what are cast directors looking for? They're looking for you to be yourself. They're looking for real people cast, and they're not always looking for actors. So if you have some weird talent where you're like a gymnast or you do CrossFit, whatever it is, put that in your resume. Make sure that's on there. Make sure there's a clip, because you never know what people are gonna see, never people are gonna be looking for, whatever. Okay, pandemic. We're not really doing many things in person in terms of casting. So you need to make sure that your equipment is up to par. Have a ring light. You don't really need a mic. If you want, you can get one. I don't really have the need for one. If you want to get into voiceovers, make sure you get a voiceover mic. Make sure you have the right software on your computer. Make sure you have a good editing software if you need to make videos. Have a reliable friend that you can see in person, maybe, who can be your reader, or have someone you can call, maybe like a list of five people you can call. If one of them is busy, you call the next one. If another one's busy, you call the next one. You alternate, and you don't always ask the same person for something every single time. So for example, if I have an audition tomorrow and I just asked my one friend last week, I'm going to ask a different friend to help me with this audition this week. You don't wanna exhaust people. There's also services you can do for that. I have not done them. I rely on real people who I actually know, but I know some people like to use strangers because of the anonymous part and like the idea that it's like more professional because they're already in acting. But you know, it does cost money, and we are living in a pandemic, and 40 million are still unemployed. So do what you can, okay? Be honest and be realistic with your budget and your life and your space. So I actually have an apartment here in New York. It's small, and I have one part of my wall that has nothing on it. I love photos, I love art, but I have dedicated one parcel of my room, the background, where there's no art on it, because I do not want there to be a part where I can't do my self-tapes, where I can't do my auditions. So I have one part that's designated my self-tape part, right? So that's important to have. You wanna like find a blank wall. You don't need a plant, you don't need a doorway, you don't need a photo, you don't need a green screen, you don't need a blue screen, you just need a blank wall, okay? There you go. Make sure it's framed from here up. This is pretty good if it was horizontal, you know what I'm saying? create your own work, get on social media. If you don't want to be on social media, I understand it can be exhausting, but at the same time, it is a great way to have a platform, find your voice, use your voice, and more importantly, find your audience. There are things that have been cast on social media, believe it or not. The movie called The Florida Project that came out in 2019, the last year of our life. I'm kidding, but not really. Anyway, The Florida Project with William Dafoe was a movie that was made in Florida about this white woman who had a daughter, no followers in the picture, and it was showing young mothers who are white who are struggling with money, because a lot of movies are made about other people of minorities, but they don't show as many white people who are struggling, at least in the Oscar dominated film. And she was trying to show more of the, like, literally she was saying, I want to show white trash. So that was the idea of the film. So this girl, she was an amazing actor. She did an amazing job. She had no acting training. Interesting, might be confused. She actually was cast off Instagram. She has a company that she has that she made. It's like a company that sells different merchandise and clothing. And she, I think they found her off some hashtags and they loved her look. She had a lot of tattoos, she smoked, she like had a very alternative Bushwick type, I guess you could say, look, right? Now, in this era of real people casting, wanting to have people just be real, not as many actors, they want people to be fabricated, it actually worked really well because she basically played herself, which was great. And she's now making movies with Matthew McConaughey, which is amazing. I'm proud of her. I think she's cool. I look up to her. I'm like, good for her, whatever. But she was actually cast off Instagram. Crazy! And that movie won Oscars. So that's what I'm trying to say. You never know where anyone's going to find you. You need to put yourself out there. You never know what's going to happen. Don't burn bridges. Talk to people. Treat people with love and kindness. If this was in person and you met someone at the front desk, you never know if that's the person actually making the decisions, who's the cast director, the people in the room, or just the ones recording the videos. You never know. Now, for example, if it is not in person, but you're emailing the assistant or something, you don't know if that's really the assistant. That could be the casting director. That could be the producer. You don't know. So just treat everybody nicely. Put your best foot forward. Present your best self. You know, before you walk into a room, make sure your like energy is good. You like take a breath. Leave whatever is happening in your life that's not really positive, perhaps, at the door, and walk in and do your best work. That's what it comes down to with this industry. So for example, I wanted to bring up specific examples of people who are creating their own work, who have gotten like, you know, viral, and they're actually doing some really fun things. And it's just like kind of silly, but it's just like a total example for you to be able to just like be like, I don't know what to do, what should I do? And it's like, well, you could write a list of your skills. Oh, I don't have any skills. Yes, you have skills. You're a human in this time period. Obviously, you're tech oriented. If you're watching this Instagram live, you know how to do that. There's one thing. Are you outgoing? Are you more introverted? Are you good with, are you like a handyman or woman? Like, are you good at fixing things? Are you really athletic? Can you ride a bike? Can you swim? Do you have a license? All these things, right? These are all important because they all encompass what you could be cast for, and you never know, especially with the real people cast, and like I already stressed. So, twins, the new trend. Does anyone know who they are? If you do, comment. Okay, you don't. Maybe you don't. I don't know. So Twins the New Trend is a YouTube channel. These two dudes, they're like teenagers, or maybe they look young. And they're in, I don't know what state, they're in the South somewhere, here in America. And they're really funny because I think they're twins. I mean, that would make sense, right? If they're not, they're brothers. And they made this video about music they've never heard before for the first time. Like, Phil Collins, In the Air, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, Fallen by Alicia Keys. Like, well-known classic songs, American songs, that they've supposedly never heard. Now, I actually believe they never heard it because I saw the videos and their reactions are pretty, like, spot on. But it's basically a reaction video. So they made a whole video series about music they've never heard, and they listen to it for the first time, and they literally react, and they're like, oh my God, this song is good. Or they're like, wow, I never expected that. And it's like, wow, they're so funny. Their reactions are funny because they're real. Real People Casting. Number two, they're creating their own work. They have their own channel. No one paid them to do it. They're doing it on their own. And number three, it's entertaining and it's funny and it's lighthearted and it's nice, especially in the pandemic. Obama talked to them once. They were made a sketch about it on SNL, Saturday Night Live, and that's actually how I heard about it. I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. Is this actually for real? Let me watch it. I saw it on the Weekend Update. So I liked that. I thought it was really cute. That's an example of something that you could do. Maybe you like vlogging or blogging. Maybe you can make a series about, like, you know, going to try new food in a different area and doing your nails to the different kind of flag that resembles the ethnic food that it is. You never know. I don't know. These are just ideas that I'm throwing at you guys to make your own work. It doesn't always have to be acting oriented. It can be just your personality, yourself. Because remember, as an actor, you're a human first, or a model. So you want to remember that with your life experiences, you become a better human and you become a better actor because you have more to bring to the table, right? So I really love traveling. And I think that when I travel, I grow my mind and I grow my experiences, obviously. So if I have to play someone who lives in Greece, and I have lived in Greece, I would use my Greek experience of living there in the audition. And that's something I could totally use. It's totally justified and totally ethical and it's amazing. Otherwise, I would make it up, which is totally fine. But I might watch a few movies that have to do with the culture to like get a sense of it. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of research you can be doing to make yourself get more into the character and the world of the play or the world of the movie or the vibe, the mood, whatever it is, you know? Let me see what else I've written here. Oh yeah, my stuff. Let's see. Blogger, influencers. Yeah, so I actually have never created a travel video, but I just did. I just went to Costa Rica last month in February, and I made a funny video when I went to the West Coast in January. I went to California for the first time, because I'm an East Coast girl. And I thought it was funny. Like, I was just making funny, like, stories, like little snippets of like a taco truck or like how the sun sets on the water because it sets on the west as opposed to the east here in on the East Coast. And my one friend who's great, he's a cinematographer actually, he was like, oh my God, you should totally make a video about Costa Rica. And I was like, oh, really? You think people would actually watch that? And he was like, yeah, I really enjoyed your California video. And I was like, oh my God, thanks. Okay. So what I did was in Costa Rica, I didn't really decide until I was there and I was like, oh, this is kind of funny. This is good footage. People would like to learn about this because it was really cool learning about the nature, the different plants, the trees, the culture, the food, everything. And that is like a travel video. And I made it and it looked really good. People seemed to enjoy it. Got a good amount of people that watched it on my IGTV and on my YouTube. And that has nothing to do with me being an actor. It was just me being a human. I wasn't playing a role. I wasn't trying to be funny. I was just like, oh, this is a funny plant. Look at these monkeys. Oh my God, there's a waterfall. Wow, this water is so clean. What is this fruit? You know, I was just being myself. Because the moral of the story is what I want to convey to you about what modeling and casting directors are looking for in this world right now in 2021 is they want you to be yourself. Because I feel like as a whole, our society, especially with the pandemic, has gotten to be more, we're definitely getting into issues that need to be talked about that are finally being talked about aside, but I feel like we're becoming more open. And I think that's a good thing. Like, we're sharing more about our lives, about experiences we've had, and people are trying to put that on screen. You know, besides including more people with diversity, they're wanting to see people's stories, not just a story that they've seen a million times, like a romantic comedy where the girl meets a guy and it's like the same story and it's predictable. They want to see people's like ups and downs, and they don't always want to see a happy ending, and they want to hear about like the struggle, they want to hear about the ups and downs, like I said, and they want to hear about how you moved here from there and the immigrant stories and all these things. And it's all about being real. So I really want to encourage you guys not to try to be anyone else that you're not. You know, if you're going through something and you want to create some art about it, I think that's a great time to create some art. I think it's always a great time to create some art. But especially when you need to process your feelings, and honestly, you don't always need to share it. You can just create it to create it. And if you feel like sharing it, you could. I think it's a good idea to share it, but that's me. yeah, let me see what else I've written here and then I'll wrap it up. Let me know if you have any questions. Hold on. Okay, I mentioned that. Yes. Yeah. All right, so I don't really have anything else to say. I said a lot about this changing time we're living in, the lack of in-person interactions, the importance of making your own work, the importance of recording auditions at home and go-sees and photos. Also have some photo shoots by yourself. Self-timer is an amazing thing that I discovered a year ago. Also have photo shoots with friends. They can take pictures of you and you can just like them and edit them and see, just for fun, you know, get to know your angle. It's fun, like, you know, having a reason to dress up and put on makeup now with the virus. And you don't even have to do that. You can just do like no filter, no makeup photos too. That's fun, I do that all the time. But yeah, so I hope this has been helpful and informative. I hope that you guys are doing well. I know it's a hard time. I don't know when this is gonna be over. I don't know when the pandemic is gonna be over, but we have to stay in it and stay positive. Let me see, so I think I got one question here. Do you support or hire a model from Iran? Of course, I don't see why not. Oh, I can't show them on screen. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, it's all about inclusivity, you know? We're not about racism, we're anti-racist. Here at Latitude, we support everybody. We want everyone to succeed. And I really honestly believe as an actor, as an artist, that there is enough work to go around if everybody can put their best foot forward and just keep doing you, you know, like make sure you're taking care of yourself, supporting yourself, drinking water, getting sun if you can, laughing, you know, all these things. But, you know, if you don't take care of yourself, and yourself is obviously your tool in this industry of acting and modeling, then you can't produce your best work. So make sure you're taking care of yourself more importantly, okay? All right, thank you guys. It was great having this webinar. I hope you learned something. And let me know if you have any questions. You can follow me on Instagram. You can DM me, and yeah, okay, bye.